Unit 1, page 14. Listening. Exercise 2.
Welcome to the programme. Today, I'm joined by journalist Adam Clark, who has been researching current theories of immortality. Am I right in thinking that scientists are currently working on technology that will allow people to live forever?
Yes, indeed. That's exactly right. And some scientists believe that this technology is not very far in the future, perhaps less than 30 years away. Although there is still a lot of disagreement about that. But basically, the first person to live for hundreds, possibly thousands of years, could already be alive today. Perhaps some of the people listening now will live for thousands of years. It's certainly very possible.
What makes it possible? It's never been possible in the past, has it? Although people have often talked about it.
I think the situation now is really different from at any time in the past. New medical and scientific techniques mean that it's becoming possible to repair the human body. Gradually, scientists are coming to understand why our bodies deteriorate with age, what happens to the cells in our bodies, and they're starting to find ways of stopping this. In short, they're finding ways to stop the aging process.
It's an exciting idea, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. Some people actually think it's a very worrying idea. They aren't in favour of it at all.
Why not?
Well, they argue that there are already too many people in the world. Our planet is very crowded, and we're finding it difficult to feed all of them already. So imagine a situation in which people start living for hundreds of years. They'll be alive to see not only their grandchildren, but their great-great-great-great-grandchildren too. You'll have 9, 10 or more generations of the same family all alive at the same time. Population will spiral out of control.
And Christmas will be a nightmare.
Absolutely. People have thought about this problem, of course. They have two main suggestions for dealing with it. Firstly, they say that we'll have to go into space and colonise other planets. And secondly, they say that people who want to live forever will have to agree to only have one or two children. But I'm not sure that these suggestions would really solve the problem entirely.
Are there any other disadvantages to the idea of being able to live forever?
Yes, perhaps. There might be a problem with motivation. Why get up in the morning if we know that there will be thousands of other mornings just the same? In fact, why do anything today if we've got 1,000 years in which to do it?
Interesting.
Other people argue that it would be pointless to live forever because you wouldn't be able to remember more than, say, 100 years of your past. So, in a way, you wouldn't really know that you'd lived longer than that.
Your past would be like another life.
Yes, that's right. And there are other possible disadvantages. Some people believe that living forever would completely change what it means to be human. They argue that our time is only important to us, that everything, in fact, is only important because we know it won't last forever. So if we knew we were going to live forever, we might never be able to experience the most powerful human emotions, like falling in love.
So, in a way, if we developed technology which allowed us to become immortal, we'd stop being completely human.
That's right. You could argue that the longer somebody lives, the less interesting life becomes for that person.
Adam, thank you.